From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The ashes of Chinese activists and Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo were scattered at sea Saturday after he was cremated in a private ceremony.
At noon of today, the ashes of Mr. Liu Xiaobo has finished the sea burial ceremony, and his relatives and family members have already spread his ash into the ocean. This is also kind of local customs.
Liu, China's best-known human rights prisoner, died Thursday at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. He spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience and died at a hospital in Shenyang, where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has delivered an emotional address to tens of thousands of people in Istanbul on the anniversary of a failed coup a year ago. He backed the death penalty for coup plotters and said they should wear Guantanamo Bay-style uniforms. Earlier, Mr. Erdogan unveiled a memorial for the 260 people who died fighting the coup. The U.S. Justice Department wants the Supreme Court to block a federal judge's ruling that exempted grandparents of people living in the United States from President Donald Trump's travel ban. The rule applies to people traveling from six mostly Muslim countries. U.S. District Judge Derek Watson in Hawaii expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people to obtain visas to join family members in the U.S. Watson also ruled that refugees who had assurances of a placement by a resettlement agency in the U.S. should also be exempt. This is VOA News. Additional people have been identified in a controversial Trump Tower meeting that took place in June of last year, a meeting that included members of President Trump's presidential campaign and a Russian lawyer. Two Russian Americans were identified by news outlets as having accompanied a Russian lawyer to the meeting, which Donald Trump Jr. originally said was just to talk about a Russian ban on Americans adopting Russian children. After Mr. Trump issued his weekly radio address focused primarily on health care, Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson issued a response focusing on last year's Russian meddling in the U.S. elections and the new information about Trump Jr.'s meeting.
Nearly everyone outside the White House accepts the intelligence community's conclusion that Russia carried out the hacking campaign in an attempt to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. And this week, in Donald Trump Jr.'s emails, we saw the first public evidence that the Trump campaign eagerly intended to collude with Russia.
On Tuesday, Trump Jr. revealed that he attended the meeting because he'd been promised some incriminating information about Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton. At least eight people were killed on Saturday in a stampede that caused a wall to collapse in a soccer stadium in the Senegalese capital, Dakar. The official APS news agency says the stampede broke out following clashes at the end of the match. Police fired tear gas at clashing supporters from both teams who were throwing projectiles, and a panic spread in the stadium, leading to a crush. News reports say 49 others were seriously injured. Wimbledon's center court cheered a new women's champion on Saturday. Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza won her first Wimbledon title, defeating American Venus Williams in straight sets. She says she has been working towards this goal since losing in the finals 2 years ago.
I don't know, since I lost the final here, you know, I wanted to change that. And I came thinking I'm prepared, I feel good. And during the tournament and the matches, I was feeling better and better. And every match, I was increasing my level. And I think today, you know, I played well.
It is Muguruza's second Grand Slam title. The men's final is on Sunday. Pakistan says it finds it necessary to build a fence along its porous border with Afghanistan, in part because of a lack of cooperation from authorities in Kabul. The border region has long been a source of instability with militant groups, terrorists, and smugglers using the remote mountainous terrain as cover. I'm Jim Bertel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.